Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening to you. My name is Phemelo Motene. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Point of View. Welcome to it. We'll start here with the Minister of the Police, Minister Mkhono. This begins the very first day of a workshop on employee health and wellness. And it's really essentially for the SAPS workforce. And I think the objective here is to gather everybody under one roof and get some ideas how to better improve the well-being of the police. And it's very interesting. I mean, we hardly speak about the police in that way, right? We're always throwing, they must do this, they must do that, they must do this. But, you know, to what extent do we think about their well-being and their wellness? On the line with us is Minister of Police, Minister Senzo Mkhono. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Good evening, sir.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
It's a good evening, Minister. I know it's been a long day.
It's been quite a long time, very long, but
I appreciate you coming to talk to us. Minister, let's talk about why it was so important to convene this three-day workshop.
There are two sets of challenges here. The first one is the one that you and I are familiar with. The police are forever putting their lives on the line for the benefit of the community in terms of providing security services or safety services as police. They are all over and they work very hard to do that. And as I say, they see some of their colleagues becoming victims of violent crime and violent crimes falling in the hands of criminals. That's one problem. That is enough. On the other, there are other sets of problems. We see police, we see their number increasing on suicides. We see them complaining and grieving for the kind of policy on promotion. They stay in one rank for too long, or let us say for a long time, which frustrates them despite their performance and so on. They stay there and they borrow money from loan sharks from time to time for various reasons. And in that way, they put the brand of SAPS online in terms of credibility and in terms of integrity. They are concerned about that. We see them committing suicide, sometimes shooting their loved ones. So there are all sorts of problems that are there, which overall affect performance, which overall, as I said in the statement when I addressed them, I said there is no way a worker, when you have an unhappy worker, that you as an employer can be happy. There's just no way. There's no way when your employees are not performing, and then you think you can perform. So we are twins for life. We may as well sit down and resolve whatever we can to the best of our ability. Otherwise, both of us won't be happy forever. Yes.
You know, you've touched on quite a number of issues that may directly impact them personally. And for a while, Minister, there was this notion, and you would hear this when we speak to the unions and so on, that they would encourage their members to seek debriefing sessions. And there would be the concern that they say, well, you know, members are reluctant to get debriefed after something traumatic has happened, whether they have lost a colleague in the line of duty and so on. Is that attitude changing?
It is there because when your colleague falls and you escape or you get saved in a way, your whole of your soul and your spirit goes with the fallen colleague, and you are reluctant to talk. You are reluctant because in the first place you don't even know how you survived yourself, or you could have been there, or you are too distraught to talk. So it becomes a matter where you talk with your shoulders, like trying to shrug it off, which is difficult. And therefore, that's why even ourselves, apart from having a unit that deals with wellness, but we felt we need to go out of our way, get people who have expertise on various fields that we wanted to cover, like health-related matters, like financial management matters, personal finance, and all the areas like psychological services, so that in any case, police shouldn't be emotional because they always carry firearms, and they can't be allowed to lose control of their emotions when they have firearms hanging, because they will simply release that through whether correctly or incorrectly, they will release that by firing. And so it's quite a delicate. At the same time, we expect them to do their job diligently and perfectly. So it's quite a challenge.
When you started and you took over this portfolio, you did some rounds in some hotspots, and I think at the time your objective was to listen to what the issues were on the ground. And at one particular briefing, somebody stood up and said to you, "Look, you know, with all the work that the police are doing and the challenges that they have, one of the issues here is just a police station that is, you know, not modern, but that's not leaking and so on, where infrastructure is taken care of. That would boost morale for some of us." In fact, incidentally, yesterday we spoke to the chair, the Gauteng chair of community safety. They also did an oversight visit to some hotspots, some police stations, and they say similar thing. One of the issues that frustrated, they saying, members were just the actual police station itself. Not being the kind of environment that is a nice place to work around. Are you in talks with Public Works and you know, places and spaces and stakeholders that can assist with some of these things that are not necessarily for you to deal with?
Infrastructure in particular is one area of work that has occupied us as a new ministry for quite some time, and until we concluded that the normal way of doing things in police, for instance, building police stations and funding that, is not going to work. That we've concluded beyond any doubt that it's not going to work. You have to build new police stations. You have to upgrade quite a number. You've got to maintain police stations. You even have to add satellites. Now, with that kind of situation, the current procedure is very daunting on the funding side. We then said they must provide us with an alternative way. Now, that happened 2 weeks ago, if not 1.5 weeks ago, after quite some time. They made a presentation that we think is worth getting into. We do work with Public Works, but that on its own has a lot of problems, including the current stalemate on telecom building after investing a lot of money. So we have said, let's be realistic and practical. And so the approach that we are using, we're getting into it in a week or two again, just to get everything on course. Mm. Even if the alternative requires a higher or lower management, mm. Even if it's public works, there's nothing that doesn't require management. Mm. Even if I give you like 2 billion rand and say build police stations, you require management. Mm. And therefore, we've decided that let's go for it. We'll have to the alternatives that we chose. And then we'll put management very close to the processes so that it delivers what we wanted to deliver, those kind of alternatives. So I agree with what they were saying, and I share your sharing of their observations. It is true. This is all some of the things that add on low morale. Mm. Because if you go to the police station and you find that every day the situation there is far lower than your home, it's depressing almost. Mm. You can't perform. You rather want to be outside of the police station. Then you add vans, you add, equipment to work and so on. So we want to try, because those kind of challenges are man-made or woman-made. Yeah. And meaning they can be resolved to an extent. What is important is to identify problems, is to make efforts to resolve them, and indeed to finally say, I've resolved. Even if it has taken me 5 or 2 or whatever else, make an effort when there's a problem and then resolve it.
The tension sometimes between the police and the community, where there would be this trust deficit, police often say is because they would, for instance, maybe one police station would only have maybe one vehicle. And when somebody phones, there just isn't another vehicle to go and attend to the matter. They would have to wait and so on. Obviously, then delaying the response time. And sometimes police say that comes down to procurement and the red tape around procurement. So a vehicle breaks down, it goes to the service provider. It takes months to get, you know, that whole process done quickly so that the vehicle can come back. Not necessarily that there are no vehicles, but a vehicle breaks down and it's gone for too long. Your thoughts on how you can, you know, just assist in that regard so that, again, the police have a better relationship with communities so that they can respond better?
Half the time, the problem of vehicles is exactly because the system that we're using, including delegations, isn't tailor-made to fit a policing environment. Mm. If you want to change a tire, just a tire of one tire in a vehicle, you can't be sending emails and then you email to the province, to the national, and then get, you know, you can't. The sheer nature of work, it just can't allow that. And let alone the things, this thing of a police garage. Somebody phoned me and said, maybe I should take one day and go without notice to government garages, police garages, and see for myself how many vehicles will be parked there under the impression that it is being fixed and so on. So it's clear that there's a lot that we need to do. But look, that's not to say it is all broken and the administration is broken apart. But what it tells you is that we can do quite a lot more if our efficiencies were at a very, very high level. But we are performing the way we're performing despite those challenges, which means that there's a lot of potential. That's why on the 27th, we will be meeting for the whole day, just dealing with that type of issues. from units of within police, how they are managed, to other aspects. There's an aspect called VISPOR. We will be dealing with that for the whole day. That will include the relations between national and province, administrative relations, and how those... What the good thing is that the police management and head office are willing to engage on these matters and to change for the better. And that's a plus, which makes our work as ministry enjoyable and hard it is, as it may be amid constraints financially. Yeah. But at least you know you are going to engage and then take decisions and move on.
You know, obviously this is a three-day workshop and you yourself are going to be listening very closely to colleagues for their own input. But on the agenda, some of the things that are there are things like, you know, just your conversation with other stakeholders, financial institutions to assist, for instance, with either subsidizing more the homes and all of that. Does all of this, you know, just looking at the agenda, is the sense you're getting from those who've gathered from today that they are feeling encouraged? And I ask that because when morale is low, you can already see there would be a dip in performance and there will be a ripple effect. Are you getting the sense that there is a sense that there is some sort of a morale boost with what actually is on the table to discuss?
Look, I come from Mbangi in KZN myself, and suppose I were a policeman employed by South African Police, and then I then get sent to work, say, in Johannesburg because of the nature of my work or whatever. Now, I have a family where I come from, but where do I live? It's not something that we can just live forever with police as individuals. Somebody was telling me I listened to Premier of Gauteng saying that among the options that they have on building houses is places where you get plots and then you service them and then they counted the people who are there, petrol attendants, police, nurses, and so on. Now, I'm saying we've got to do more than that. We've got to take a lot of care where police live, because a person can be in Johannesburg and say, I don't have extra money. I already have a family in KZN or elsewhere. I don't have money to hire a flat, a proper flat, that will give me all the services and support as a professional. Now, that adds a lot of burden on your psyche and on your being. Now, we say we must have barracks for them so that it doesn't matter where you are working. You know you have accommodation and that is standardized. It is enabling as opposed to just fending for yourself. So that's why those matters are on the agenda. We discussed for quite some time and we identified, of course, we can't do all of them at the same time, but we said these that are on the agenda must be dealt with, and then we'll take another turn at some other point.
Well, looking forward to the outcomes on Friday, whenever you publish them, but appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Minister, and all the best with the workshop.
Thank you so much.
Minister of the Police, Minister Senzo Mkhono.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.